We are holding Masechta Menachos. The first Mishnah starts off, Kol HaMenachos, all the Menachos, Shenikmetzu, Shalom Rishmon, even though B'Shas Tekoyim makes the Kemitza. Like we know by a Mincha, let's say usually have flour and oil mixed together, and now the Kohen has to take his hand and take a handful out of it. That's called the Kemitza. And we'll see later on, it's really only the middle three fingers full of it. And with the thumb he rubs it off, and with the pinky he rubs it off. That's called the Kemitza. And that's the first Avodah in the, by a Mincha. Just like by a Korban, there's first a Shechita. So Kenegia, the Shechita by a Mincha, is the Kemitza. So let's say B'Shas the Kohen is doing the Kemitza. He has in mind, Shalom Lishmon, Lamosha, let's say, is bringing a Minchas Machavas. A Minchas Machavas is supposed to be like in a frying pan. And he has in mind now to do it, L'Shem Acheshes, which is a mincha brought in a deep pan that fries much deeper. So, the locher is k'sheris. Still the mincha is kosher. Ela only, shlei onu l'bailu mishum chayva, that the owner is not mekayim his neder. If he made a neder to bring a machavas, and now b'shas the kohen made a kemitza, he had a mind to bring it l'shem machashes, so the owner is not mekayim his chayv. But the mincha itself is kosher, that the kohen has the right to burn the kemitza on the mizbeach, and the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha, the kohanim are allowed to eat it. And just like we had in the first Mishnah Zvochim, that kol Zvochim, shenizvuch shleil lishmon is ksherim, is the same halach applies by Menachos also. That even though the kemitza was done, shleil lishmon, still ksheris, and lishleil onu l'bayin l'mishum chayva. Chutz, excluding, me minchas choyta, a mincha that a person brings, because he did a special chet, that's mechayivim, an oni, to bring a mincha. Let's say, by the chatoim of Oyla V'yorid, that an Oshir brings a korban, and the middle one, and then less than that, brings an oif. And less than that, you bring a mincha. So this, let's say, by Shavuos Eidus, by Shavuos Bitoy, by Tumis Midish HaGadoshev. So when the person brings a mincha, it's called a minchas chayta, here Shalom Lishmon is possible. And who are then, a minchas kenois? Kenois means a saita. When a saita brings a mincha, also we'll see psukim, that here, Shalom Lishmon, Passels makes a psul in the mincha. And the Mishnah says by these two menachos, minchas choyta, minchas kenois, shekmotzon shlo lishmon, the kohen that made the kmitza, if he had in mind the wrong type of a mincha, he's bringing a minchas choyta, and instead he had a mind for minchas nadova, or minchas kenois, he has a mind for minchas nadova, or else nosam akli, the next avoid after you make the kmitza, you have to take what's in your hand in the kmitza and put it into a klisharis. That's like a kabbalas hadam. Here you make a kabbalas of the kemitza. That's next avoida. So let's say the kohen put the kemitz into a kli shalom lishmon, or else fehiluch. The next avoida is you have to carry this kli towards the mizbeach, just like there's halachas hadam. There's also halachas hakemitza. So the walking with it, or else fehikter. The last avoida is then you burn it. The kohen has to burn the kemitza. So if he does any one of these four avoidas, shalom lishmon, that makes the mincha possible. Or else, oy lishmon, v'shalom lishmon. Even if he has in mind to do it lishmon, l'shem mincha chayta, but he also has in mind to do it l'shem mincha nedavam, that also makes a psul. Or else the opposite way, oy shalom lishmon, ulishmon, if first he had in mind to do it for something else, and then he ended up with the right machshavam, still the lacher is in these cases, psulais. So these two menachos, the minchas chayta and the minchas kenois, the minchas posel shlo lishmon. Now the Mishnah explains, ketzad lishmon v'shlo lishmon, what considered the case that you made it lishmon and also shlo lishmon, that means l'shem minchas chayta. You bring in the minchas chayta now, and you start off the kemitza, you have in mind to do it, l'shem minchas chayta. But then right in the middle of the kemitza, you also think, oh, l'shem minchas nedava. So since you also have the minchas nedava, that machshava, which is a machshava shalom lishmo, that puzzles the mincha. Or else the opposite way, oy shalom lishmon, u lishmon, first you had in mind, the means, l'shem minchas nedova, first you had in mind to make this kemitza, l'shem minchas nedova, and then at the end of the kemitza, you changed your mind and figured, o l'shem minchas chayta. So, in all these cases, these two menachos are puzzled. Now, the Gemara says, loma li lemisno, Elo, what does the Mishnah have to say? Like, Kol Hamnachas Nikmashal Lishmon is Ksheiris. Elo, what's the word Elo doing here? Elo Shle'olu Labailam. For the Gemara, listening, let the Mishnah say it straight. V'loy olu l'bayin l'shum chayva. That kol ha-menachas nikas v'shlom l'shmon is k'sheris. And the Shira said, v'loy olu l'bayin l'shum chayva. What's the extra lashon of elash l'olu l'bayin? Just should have said, v'loy olu l'bayin. So where it says, the extra word is teaching us, chokam mashlon. Here the Mishnah has come to teach us that l'bayin hu d'loy olu. That true, the bayin, they're not mekayim v'chayv. They're neder. They made a neder to bring a minchas marcheshes. And the Kohen had a mind to bring the Lashem Minchas Machavas, so he's not Mekayim his Neder. That only the Bible Mishum Chayva. But our Koponim, Ha Mincha Gufak Shera. But the Mincha itself is a Kosher Mincha, like we say. You have to still burn the Kemitza and the Shrine, the concrete. And therefore the Chiddush is, the also Lishnuye. That after you made the wrong Machshava B'Shas the Kemitza, don't think now that B'Shas Halokha or B'Shas Kabbalah you're allowed to also. But no. Just the fact you made one wrong machshava, that does not give you a heter to make a second wrong machshava. And therefore the chiddush is, v'yosel l'shnuye, that you're not allowed to have another wrong machshava. That's lashon of elo. It's like, you should not have this machshava again. And the Indian is, kid rova, like Rava says. The yama rova says, that oy lo sheshachato, shalei lishmo, a korban oy lo, that the kohen made the shechita shalei lishmo. The locker is also lizrach damish lo lishma. Still, it's also later b'shach tazrika to do that shalay lishma. As even though you made the shchitish lo lishma, Shlomai said his korban erlo is an olu lebaylo mishum chayvah. He's not mekayim his neder. He'll have to bring another korban. But our korbanim rovus chiddush is that it's still called the korban erlo, and you're not allowed to change it again. Have another wrong machshava. It's another avera. And the Mor says, how does Rava know this? The boy same if you want svara, I can tell you stam it's a svara. And the boy same if you want krua, I can tell you there's a gzeras akosef here. The boy same is svara. If you want, I can tell you there's a svara over here. Why the svara is mishum de mishani bo kolhani lishni bo v'nezel? Just because the person made one wrong machshava, does that give him the right to do the aver a second time? Lamais it's still a korban oila. The fact you had the wrong machshava does not change the kedusha. It's still a korban oila. So the svar is that even though you made a mistake, b'shash chita, you had the wrong machshava, that's not mat you to have the wrong machshava again, b'shash rika. That's a svar. V'iboy yisema, another pshat I could tell you is kro, heldash in a posik. The posik says like this, moit seisma secha tishmor, what comes out of your mouth, you have to watch. V'yosisa kasher nodarta, and be careful to do the way you made your neder, la'ashem olakecha to Hashem, nidava. The pasuk ends off that it's a nedava. The question is, nedava? Is this called a nedava here? Nederu. The pasuk starts off saying, a neder means if you say, haray alai, it's a chayv upon you to bring it. Nedava means just haray zu, this is it. If it gets lost, you don't have to bring another one. So the pasuk starts off saying, we're talking about a neder, so how come it ends off with a nedava? So if a rabbi doubts in the pasuk like this, that Korilei neder the korilei nedava. Enichnam, when you send korbin, you could have both dinim. Really, it started out as a neder, but it could end up being like a nedava. What does that mean to say? Ela im kamoi. There's a question. A korilei neder, korilei nedava. What is it? Is it a neder or is it a nedava? Ela the pshat in the pasuk is like this. Im kamoi shenadato asiso yehi neder. If this korban erla is brought the way you made the neder, the kanim did the avoidel l'shem a korban erla, so yehi neder. And if I mean, then you're mekayim a neder with this korban, you will not have to bring another one. But v'yim lav, let's say the kohen made a shinu kodesh, he made something wrong, b'shas he brought this oilam, so therefore you're not yotza, you're chayv anymore, v'yim lav, yehei nedava. But I call upon him, the korban remains like a nedava, meaning it's still a korban oilam. You still have to bring it, it still has kedushas oilam on it. Even though you're not mekayim your neder, but I call upon him, it's a regular lace like a nedava. And therefore this